installment of StoryCorps Tampa Bay, community activist Dr. Samuel Wright tells history enthusiast Abby Connor about the vision and effort that led to the creation of the Tampa Bay Black Heritage Festival. Dr. Samuel Wright had always been involved in cultural promotion and community affairs, but creating a Black Heritage Festival for Tampa Bay took his skills and vision to a whole new level. Abby Connors has a keen interest in history and sat down in the StoryCorps mobile booth to hear Dr. Wright talk about what it took to bring the festival to life.
I was asked to serve on a multicultural committee to try to work on ideas and suggestions to bring more people of color to the Tampa region. I questioned them and said, well, why would people want to come to Tampa? There's not very much for the African-American community. I said, people are somewhat distraught, just lamenting about what was not happening in Tampa. And we tossed around some ideas. And there was when that seed was planted that perhaps we should do a festival of some sort. We had 18 months to plan the very first festival, which was kicked off in 2001. The vision was to put it dead smack in the middle of downtown Tampa, so it could be open to any and everybody. Right off the water, you just can't ask for a better venue. We had to personally go out and get dollars to get people to the table. But we worked to and fro. The focus of the festival was Tampa Bay Black Heritage Festival, the heart and soul of Tampa Bay. For a little fella like myself, coming from a small, sleepy little bedroom community like Boynton Beach, and jumping in the frying pan talking about a Black Heritage Festival in a major city like Tampa, that was not an easy job. I mean, I worked myself sick. It was like an epiphany to me because I had been involved in a number of things in my hometown. You know, being the first Black city commissioner, and I was involved in a number of community kinds of things. And tell you what else made a difference for me, too. In 1995, I was a doctoral student at the University of South Florida, and I had an opportunity to travel to Dakar, Senegal, West Africa, to visit Gori Allen. And I stood in the slave house and stood in the door of no return where Native Africans were deported from that area. But that was a phenomenal experience. I'm telling you, reading the history books couldn't have given me what I got there. And I saw emotions of people like I've never seen before. Folk were sitting there crying. And when I saw that, I said to myself, what a strong African people. It's shameful that we have young people in this country, Black kids, who don't know who they are. To come from a heritage and from roots of that kind of strength, being able to survive that journey to the Americas in ships like sardines. That gave me a revelation to be able to come back and say to young people particularly, you need to know who you are. And that's what motivated me even the more about giving birth to this festival. Because I said that many young people could not go to Africa, but we maybe could bring some of those experiences to them here in the Tampa region. It also was important for me to be able to make sure that the larger community, Caucasian and European, understand some of the rich history, the contributions that we bring to the table. We encourage everybody in this community to be involved, and I'm delighted to see the growth of the festival. I continue to support it, and I encourage others to support it too, because how can you continue as a race of people if you're not willing to support your own?
Dr. Samuel Wright speaking with history buff Abby Connor about the inspiration behind Tampa's Black Heritage Festival. That rendition of the Ohio Players doing Roller Coaster is from the 2014 festival. For more stories from the Tampa Bay area, go to WUSF.org/StoryCorps. And for more information on StoryCorps, visit their website, StoryCorps.org.